Hey guys, this is Justin Van Patten
and Stormy Van Patten, and this is the Van Patten Perspective, talking about all things relationships, life, and a whole lot of Jesus.
We love talking about our family and our businesses and just what God's doing in our life, and we can't wait to share all about it. Hey everybody, this is Justin Van Patten
and Stormy Van Patten.
And we were just sitting in the truck, just waiting for the girls to get out of a birthday party, having a little couple's date, killing time. And we decided we'd take some time and just pour into you guys and just pour into each other and talk about some stuff that's been on our heart lately. And, you know, we got to spend some awesome time with family this weekend for Easter, and had family at the house, which is always so fun. But we were just talking about how in this season, we're so aware of how we were raised and how we're trying to do things differently.
Right. And just seeing like the blessing and the fruit of what God has done in our life. It's just been a great time of reflection, of joy, of happiness, but also sadness. Mm-hmm. Sadness comes with it too. And even with freedom, with God, like, you know, to go through the hard stuff, you have to know the beginning of where the story started. You can't just like assume somebody is the way that they are in a good place because they had everything good in their life.
Right.
Often it's because of the hard that has shaped somebody to become how they are.
Right.
So, you know, just this weekend, it's been so good. But it's always hard, like in those having family time. And then it just reminds you of like those who aren't here. Like, you know, it's always like a hard season of like my mom and your mom not here, and just wishing that they were, or like, wow, like kids are getting so big. Like right now, like a common conversation is like with our oldest, she's going to be in high school in the fall. And that's crazy. Like,
yeah, it's wild.
It just happened so fast, and it truly happened so fast. And so as people are just constantly, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, like you're going to be in high school in the fall. And then just that reminder to us of like, we only got 4 more years with our girl. Like, that's crazy. Just, and then just to reflect even in just her life, her one generation, like her, like the generation of our kids, like just how much we've had to go through to get to where we are, to give them the life that they have.
Right. Well, like you said, it is such a, such an interesting thing. You see somebody that seems to have their life together, right? And a lot of people are really good at putting on that brave face because they're, like we were just talking about, like that mask of like, no, no, I'm good, I'm good. And we're like, no, we're really not good sometimes. So we're a little bit more honest than some people when it comes to like, no, like we're kind of struggling right now. But so many people that you would say probably have their stuff together, you just have this natural thought of, oh, they probably had like that picket fence, that two parents, 2.5 kids, like that normal American dream life, where in reality, the people we know that kind of grew up in that kind of picture perfect life tend to be some of the people who fall apart the most. And some of the people that we know that had some of the most tragic upbringings and had to endure so much are the people who we look up to, because we're like, man, you had to overcome so much and you have figured out so much. You know, I just feel like people who have to go through so many battles, with that comes so much wisdom. And the stuff we had to go through growing up, you know, so many people will be talking to us and they're like, man, you guys are so wise for your age. So you guys seem so much older than you are. And it's like, we've been through so much, man. Like, but We still don't have things figured out either.
No, not even at all.
It's just trying to do things differently. Like, I tell the girls all the time, like, I don't know what a dad is supposed to look like at all. I have no good examples. Like, as an adult now, I have many more examples. But when we started parenting, I had zero good examples of what a good parent was.
Right.
I knew people had parents, but anybody who had parents, their dads, like, not one of them was I like, I want to be like that guy.
Right.
None of them. I told the girls so many times, I learned how to parent through reverse osmosis. I know what I don't want to do because I know what was done in my life. So I know what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a wide span of things I'm trying not to do, but what to do, I'm still not sure. You know,
you are such an amazing dad and such a great example to many dads around you. So you are doing an amazing job. But, you know, with that too, it's like that generational, like we're talking about, it's like, it wasn't just us and like our moms who raised us as single moms.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was their moms, like, and their moms, like the, just a couple generations above that we even know about,
mm-hmm.
of a little bit of their stories of physical abuse, sexual trauma, you know, moving, working in mines, immigrating, like those hard mm-hmm. life things, you know. And even my grandma will talk about like her great grandma living through the Great Depression.
Right.
It's just like those things that, you know, those give me a blessing now, curse the future generation type thinking that is very real, but passed down, even if it's just a little bit, you know, it's like every generation like has the opportunity to get better and do different. And I love the thought of like your ceiling is your kids' floor.
Right.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Your ceiling is your kids' floor. So like how much are you going to stretch and grow and break free from that and heal, which I think is key, is healing through that, breaking off that, like, no more, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to start, like, you know, you and I, we've made it like a mission almost to like, no, we are not going to get a divorce. Not because, not just because we love each other and not just because like marriage is such a beautiful gift like from God, but like more, it's so much more than that.
Right.
It's like this is for our future, like not just not us, this is for our future generations to have. Like I want our future generations to have that stability of like our great grandparents, they were married for over 50 years, they loved Jesus, they had these crazy Christmas events at their house, like we, you know, like I want to. And we don't have crazy Christmas events at our house.
Not yet.
Like, that was my first, like, but I want that. Mm-hmm. I want to be that difference of the generational difference. And, like, I had that with my grandparents a little bit of, you know, they were married for a long time, but they, it was just different. And, you know, we did get together over there, but it was just different. I want our generation coming from you and I's, you know, trauma that we've had to endure and to just cast a different life, different future for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's such a different thing, you know, like we're just trying to do a new thing with our kids. Like you were saying, like divorce isn't even a conversation, but how many people do you know that in their life where they talk about themselves or their siblings where they're like, man, I had this perfect life and then my parents got divorced and then things just fell apart and I just questioned everything and my life just got turned upside down. It's like, yeah, that one little thing, and it's not a little thing at all, right? But
that one event
in your entire life was something that created a fork that took you down this crazy path where it's like, we're constantly asking ourselves about our actions, like the things that we're doing, like what are these actions creating in our kid's life? Like one of our family members was like, oh, every kid always has to heal from the trauma of their parents. And it's like, okay, Well, if that's the case, what trauma are our kids going to have to heal from us? And it's like, what? I don't know, man. You don't know because it's not your trauma. Right. It's their trauma. But we try to always be cognizant of, like, not putting them in situations like that or, you know, like behaviors that we experienced when we were kids from our parents or our grandparents that made us question ourselves or created insecurities or things like that within us to where it's like, I don't want that for my kids.
100%. And it almost makes you angry when you hear it or see it. You know, recently we've had experiences with that with people that are close to us who have, were close to us in our family growing up that have said similar things that they would say to us as kids or me as a kid, and then say it to the girls.
Right.
Poking at, and it, no harm. Like they don't think it's any harm.
They don't think
because
it is.
It's generational of how they were probably talked to way worse.
Right.
Poking at like our girls' weight. Mm-hmm. Like, and not trying to be, they don't think they're being upsetting, but like,
well, they're definitely not being nice.
Causes like, no, for sure. But like, causes us to be so aware of like, that is not okay. And girls, that is not okay that anybody ever talks to you like that.
And that is not true.
And that is not true.
We rebuke that in the name of the Lord.
Right. So it's just, you know, for our, anybody that's listening to this, like, I just want to encourage you. You have such a huge opportunity in your life to be the change.
Right.
And I don't know if you've ever watched the video of the crab pot, of the crabs.
Right.
If you haven't watched this video, I encourage you to go Google it. But it's basically like this pot of crabs, and they're all in this pot. And together, they could all get out to survive. They could all climb out. They could help each other out one at a time, and they could survive and get back to the ocean, right?
Because when they're caught, they don't even put a top on.
Right.
The crab pots.
They just catch the crabs, throw them in the pot. They're all alive in this pot. So one, so they can like, oh, crabs survive. And they could totally like help each other out. But instead, what happens?
So they don't even put a lid on it. And we had a friend that had actually seen this. And he's like, aren't you going to put like a lid on that pot? And the guys are like, no, they'll never get out. Because literally as one, because you always got that one or two that get adventurous and they're like, I am out of here. And they start climbing up over the top. And right about the time they hit the top, all the rest of them grab a hold of them and pull them right back in.
Right.
You're like, you're never going to get out because we won't let you.
Right. So that like reminds me so much of like generational curses, like not even just curses, just generational mindsets,
right?
Generational, limiting beliefs that this is how we've always done it. This is how we've always been. Deal with it. This is how we'll always be.
Right.
And no, that does not have to be your story. Right. That is not our story. You know, some of the things we've been able to break through are like becoming, you know, being married for being together. We've been together for almost 20 years. Like just, that's a freaking huge accomplishment all in itself. Just that one thing coming from, like, my mom was married several times. Your mom was married several times.
All over the place.
Both had several, like, countless relationships, which comes from their own amount of trauma that they had, like, it, which breaks my heart on so many levels.
My mom came from a long line of strong women that didn't need no man.
Right, same. Yeah, and I love all of the women in my life. And they truly just, I think a lot of that for your mom, too, and other women in our family, it's because they don't, the worth wasn't set. They deserve so much better than what they allowed. And I just, you know, you have been such an amazing example of what a man and a dad is in all of our lives, but there's just so much more for you. God has so much more for you and wants so much more for you and your family. And he has such a beautiful plan if we're obedient to it. To get to where we are has taken a massive amount of faith. It's been a lot of prayer. It's been a lot of tears. It's been a lot of like holding onto the steering wheel really tight. Like, I don't know where you're taking us, God, but, like, we trust you.
Right.
But to get to where we are now, which in some people's books would be like, that's just the normal American thing. You guys both, your two family, like you said, two family income with your two and a half kids. Two kids and a dog is what our two and a half kids
that's
is.
Our two and a half kids.
And a house. And, like, check, okay, you've accomplished the American dream. Mm-hmm. Is that the dream?
That's my dream, for sure.
Right. Well, you know what I mean. But it's just like God has so much for you and wants freedom that can only come through Him. And I'm just so thankful that God chose us to be the change.
Right.
For our girls. Like, and then through that, friends, like, you are the light amongst others. Mm-hmm. And you know, what happens when light goes into a dark place? The dark tries to snuff that out. Mm-hmm. The dark doesn't want to see the light. But just like the stars, that's when you see them the most, is when they shine bright at night. And so it's just not being afraid to be who you are, but also just knowing that some people just are never going to be happy for you. Some people are just, misery loves company. And, you know, if you're doing well or you're like breaking out of that mold, don't be surprised when people don't believe in you, don't root for you, or they just give you the silent treatment altogether because they are too bitter or jealous or whatever the word is to even celebrate you, because it makes them uncomfortable or realize there truly are no excuses to better your life, because if one person can do it, anybody can do it.
Right. Well, and I think it's not necessarily like a jealousy or thing or anything like that either, right? Like, change is scary for so many, and the status quo is that for a reason. Like, so many people, like, even in their trauma, they find security in it because they know it, right? It's that old saying, like, the devil you know is more comfortable than the devil you don't know. Like, you know that trauma, so venturing outside of that is scary for some people. But I just want to encourage everybody, like, don't be afraid to question things. You know, it's that old, like, hurt people hurt people. Like, things just perpetuate down the line. And if you don't stop and ask yourself, like, why do I do this? Why is this a thing in our life? Why is this a tendency that we come back to this? Like, early when we were married, your tendency was, we're fighting, we're getting a divorce. And it's like, but we had to stop and question why. And so, and then literally we had that conversation, like, why is this something you snap back to? And it's like, well, I saw this growing up, so this seems to be a pattern I've recognized growing up. So this just seems like this was the answer, even though it never actually solved any problems. It just created more problems. So let's break that. You know, it's like it's like that story of the lady who's making the ham. And she cuts off both ends of the ham. And her husband's like, why do you do that? And she's like, well, it's my mom. Like, this is how you make a ham. This is how you make the best ham. You cut both ends off of it. Mm-hmm. And then this is how you do it. And she's like, but now that you ask, I'm not sure why we do it. And so she calls her mom and she's like, Mom, why do we cut both ends off of the ham? And she's like, well, my mom always did that. And she's like, well, Call grandma and see why she did it. And she calls her grandma and she's like, Grandma, why do we cut both ends off of the ham before we put it in the oven? And she's like, well, my oven at the time was too small and I couldn't fit that whole ham in the oven, so I cut both ends off of it. Mm. And it's this weird thing that we continue to do generations later, even though they don't serve us, we've just done them always. And I think there's so many people who do those things that never stop to ask, does this serve me?
Right.
Is this something I want to perpetuate to the next generation? Is this a heritage I want to pass down
that's good.
To my children and my grandchildren? Do I want them taking this habit into life? Mm-hmm. And is this going to breathe life into future generations? And so if it's good. Not, how do we replace it with something that will?
So good. Ultimately, like, the legacy that I want to leave for future generations is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that is for both of us. Like, that wasn't something either one of us had growing up, we could see where it was dripped down into, you know, where he was always there, obviously, but, and through certain people and circumstances we could look back now, but, you know, that legacy is through that, and that generational blessing that we want to give is the hope of the Lord.
Right.
So that was just a big thought we've been having today, mm-hmm. and, you know, just encourage you to lean in and to think about what legacy do you want to leave? What generational blessings do you want to leave?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, just how do you want to show up in life today?
And if that is something that you're experiencing, if you are working to break those generational curses in your family and you are struggling against the status quo and you're pushing back against how you've been raised and you're getting that pushback from friends, family, anybody who says that's not how we do things, and you feel that guilt of being the one to try to break away from that, of being like, I don't want this for my family, but I also don't want my family to feel like I don't appreciate them or where I've come from.
Yeah.
And we would just encourage you guys, like, it's not easy doing things differently.
No, it's way easier doing things the way that that's always been, and to just stay stagnant and complacent and be content. And, you know, I know we've walked through that in a lot of different seasons, especially after my mom died. Well, and after your mom died too, but like I had, and I don't know if you felt like that, like survivor's guilt of like, why me? Why am I the one that like has such joy in the, at the simultaneously having, you know, suffering, because, you know, my mom died when I was 8 months pregnant with our oldest. Mm-hmm. So I was first time mom, and just really wanting to truly enjoy those moments of like sincere happiness and like joy. And not only that, we were newlyweds. Like, we found out 4 days before we got married that we were pregnant. Like, so within that first year, it was like we were newlyweds and had our first baby, and, you know, had great loss. So it was like, how is there grief and joy at the same moment without feeling totally guilty of wanting to celebrate a success? Because when everybody else around you is like crumbling or also grieving, like just that feeling of like, why do I get to experience this joy? And so that took a lot of like mindset breakthrough. That took a lot of prayer. That took a lot of counseling and, just personal development of like, God has us go through these trials for a reason.
Right.
But one thing that I really learned and valued this quote was, if you don't heal what hurts you, you'll bleed on people that didn't cut you.
Right.
And that is like so profound. Like, that's so true. Like, you either leave people in a better place or a worse place when you are with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to either meet people where they are.
Yeah.
Or leave them in a better place.
Yeah.
Sometimes influence one way or the other isn't going to happen. And sometimes people, like, I'd rather just, if you're not going to receive good, then whatever, you're not going to, but it's not going to bounce back to me. So.
Right.
Well, we love you guys. I hope that this encouraged and sparked some different questions to ask yourself. And we can't wait to hear your thoughts on this. You know, we love the stories and the messages that people are sending us, just being encouraged by the podcast or just the way that it's, you know, making you ask questions. So please, we would love to hear what this did for you.
Yeah, we would love any feedback, and feel free to share or subscribe or ask any questions you guys have. We love all and any feedback, and we just love you guys. We hope you have an amazing Easter. And if you haven't, well, this will drop after Easter, but this is before Easter, but we just love you guys, and he's risen, and we just hope that God is just doing amazing things in your life, and that things are changing for the good, and that you're okay with it, because it's new and exciting and different. So, love you guys.